Michigan's most important stories. West Michigan Live is on News Radio, 1300 and 106.9 FM.
It all started with the death of Seville Smith. Police say he tried to run away from officers during a traffic stop and that he was armed. Both the suspect and the officer who shot and killed him are black. Last night, as many as 100 protesters clashed with officers, torching one squad car and smashing the window of another. At least six businesses were also burned. Police worked together, pushing angry protesters out of an intersection at the height of the violence. Four officers were injured, and at least 17 people have been arrested.
That's the latest there, of course, the second night of unrest in Milwaukee, right across the lake from us. And we talk about this in a bigger picture. We talk about this. We look at voices like Black Lives Matter. We look at groups that are maybe just looking for a chance to, they're angry. They're just looking for a chance to be violent. They're just looking for a chance to jump out and cause trouble. I mean, there's no reason, right? Six businesses burned. And you look at the story and you really unfold when you start, because you don't want to, most of these folks don't want to look at the facts, right? And in Milwaukee, good friend, Sheriff David Clark is African-American as well. So you have a black man shot by black cops. What? Why are we rioting? Why are, and then, you know, you got to ask these questions. What is, what if you're saying, trying to say something, you're trying to send a message, what exactly is it? Because there's a majority of the folks in these communities, I don't care who you are, they're good people. You're good folks. They just want the same thing everyone else wants. They want their families to be safe. They don't want their kids to have to look at and deal with this on a daily basis, right? They don't want to have to think about going out and whether or not they're going to get shot or not. Whether or not they're going to have to deal with violence when they walk out their front door. And there are good men and women that are protecting them on a daily basis. And those heroes, they don't wear capes. They do wear uniforms. They do wear badges. What can we do? And why are we seeing a lot of this? Well, we talked about the media spin. We talked about the media angle on it. And then maybe that's part of this. I want to go to the phone line right now. Joining us on the line, Maria, how do I pronounce your last name? It's Lucci, right? Uh-oh.
You always pronounce it correctly, Maria Lucci.
Yes. Boom! I got it. All right. I just want to make sure. She, of course, is the Empowered Mom at TheEmpoweredMom.com. Maria, you've got, not only are you a blogger, a mom blogger, and you talk about parenting issues and such things nowadays, but you made a transition from the media into, you know, from a mainstream media sort of position into this new kind of alternative world. You really, you know, it's all probably another story for another day, but I want to just kind of ask you, because you've seen this, you're in Dallas, in that area. You've seen this up close and personal in your own backyard. How much do you think, and from being somebody who's in the media, because I think when you've been on this side of the fence, you get a different perspective. How much is the media, when we say mainstream, kind of like, you know, how much is the media to blame for carrying a false narrative and kind of like flaming, you know, fanning the flames of some of these stories?
Well, gosh, that's a loaded question. The problem is that, you know, people want to know what's going on. And you and I both know, as being in the media, I mean, you know, if it bleeds, it leaves. The problem with it is that then there's a lot of copycatters. Mm-hmm. And it kind of incites more of that activity. And frankly, from a parenting standpoint, at some point as the empowered mom, you want to protect your kids. And as an empowered mom, empowered dads, empowered parents, we want to make a difference. And we want our kids and just ourselves. It's not all bad. It is the reality of what's happening, and we have to deal with that. But we still can make a difference.
Yeah, and I want to get to, because we really do have good news, even in the face of this you know, this tragedy. We have good news to talk about.
There is good news more than bad.
We'll talk about that. The question is why, you know, and we see in when you're looking at news, et cetera, they're old saying that if it bleeds, it leads, you know, that's what people want. So if that's what they want, that's what they're being served right now. And I guess part of this question is we can kind of tie in with the media's with your kids. How do you kind of adjust that diet or, you know, watch what they're consuming when it comes to some of these things?
Right. And as a journalist and reporter and anchor, before transitioning to having my own company, I have written several articles on how to talk to your kids about the news, how to talk to your kids about violence. And you can see that on the blog, beempoweredmom.com, because it's very tangible steps you can take. Obviously, it's age appropriate, right? And you want to limit some of it. And then after the Dallas shooting, which, as we've talked about, I mean, this is our backyard.
Yeah.
And, you know, we take our kids down there all the time. In fact, we were down there yesterday with our kids in downtown Dallas. It's the Dallas Zoo. We love Dallas.
It's a beautiful area.
But obviously, it hit very, very close to home. One of the things that that I suggested is to get your kids involved and active. And they need to feel, if as adults we're having a tough time kind of absorbing and processing what's going on, just try and imagine a young child. So one of it was to help them get involved in whatever manner that was, to take back some control in their own environment and so they can make a difference. And then that's where the little lemonade stand that could, that's how that idea started.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because this is the good news. I think this is the answer. I really think this is the answer.
Oh, thank you.
Because if you look at everything that's going on right now, you've got these incidents, these flare-ups, police are under attack, and they've got to feel, I can't imagine what it's got to be like to be a law enforcement officer or have a family member that is, you know, an immediate family that's going out there on a daily basis. They're targeted right now. They really are. If you look back and look at the stats of this last year.
They are targeted. Yeah. That is the reality. And you're right. All of the first responders, by the way, you know, they go out there every day putting their lives on the line. And we can't thank them enough for that. But the families, and you just said the right thing, the spouses that are home, whether that's the mom or the dad and those kids, they're aware. And they serve all of us as well. And they deserve the respect and the thanks also.
Let's talk about that answer, the solution, the little lemonade stand.
Okay.
Let's talk about that. So tell me, where did this start and where did it come from? With your kids did something really cool.
Well, thank you. Well, like I said, you know, I wanted to get my kids involved. And they were, listen, after that happened, they were scared. I mean, they said, Mommy, is the killer still on the loose? And that's pretty powerful. So
yeah.
They hadn't seen, you know, the rest of the stuff that had happened overnight. So I talked to them about it. And then they said, well, Mommy, how can we help? And I said, well, what about a lemonade stand? And it literally started as, it'll just be a little lemonade stand in our neighborhood. They asked, do you think we could have one of the McKinney police officers come by? So I called the McKinney Police Department, and absolutely they would. And then within literally a couple of days, not only did the McKinney Police Department, the Fire Department, EMS, the Collin County Sheriff's Department, every single, the McKinney Mounted Police, Citizens on Patrol, every single law enforcement, first responder agency was reaching out to me saying, how can I help? And then businesses got involved. Market Street said, yes, here, have it here. You know, we'll donate the lemonade, the popcorn, and we ended up having a massive turnout. So what's
almost $7,000, it looks like, for those
idea turned into a community wide event, And in a day and a half,
yeah,
and almost, we raised almost $7,000.
And that's just insane that, you know, just a little, and that shows you just a little idea and just a spark, right, in the right direction that you can make a difference. And I think that's such a great message for your kids. That's such a great message for all of us to understand.
It is for all of us. And I want to say, too, I mean, the mayor came out, all these businesses helped, and it wasn't what we did. It was what the community did. Mm-hmm. And you know what? The impact on those kids was priceless and lifelong. Lessons and memories that, you know, no matter how small, this happened to be huge, but no matter how small, they now know I can make a difference.
Maria Lucci, TheEmpoweredMom.com, you're empowering us all with this story. We appreciate you. And I believe you, right here, you've hit it. This is the answer, right? This is how we fight back. Love is what wins at the end of the day. And I just appreciate you being there and sharing with us, TheEmpoweredMom.com.
Thank you. Love being with you.
Maria, thank you so much for joining us today.